did you experience any change in your health when you came to this country due to the climate or the food?
Yes, I did.
What happened to you?
Stomach couldn't take food so well.
Anything else?
I changed my diet. I became a vegetarian.
Oh. Why was that?
Well, that helped my health structure. I mean, my elimination of my system.
Well, are you still a vegetarian?
Mm-hmm.
Are you?
It helped me a great deal.
You don't have an ulcer or anything like that?
No, I just had a x-rays, and I just called the doctor, and he said there's nothing wrong. I had complained in my stomach now.
In other words, you never had anything, it's just that you yourself didn't feel well, but you didn't have any operations for your stomach or anything like that.
No, I used to get very severe headaches and severe colds, and when I changed my diet, I felt good and no problems. So if that helped me, I said, I'll stay. My doctor today, up until today, he says, I'm doing good.
Well, now, how soon after you came here did you become a vegetarian?
It must have been around 1928, about 8 years.
That was much later. But in the first 5 years, were you a vegetarian?
No. Well, you're talking about this.
Yeah, but I'll mark that in 1928. Where did you go for medical care in Pittsburgh?
To a doctor.
Private doctors, not clinics.
No, wait a minute. There was a clinic in the first 5 years. Montefiore Hospital had a clinic. The Montefiore Hospital is not where it's at now. It was on Center Avenue, very small building. They had a clinic.
Did you just go through there for a general checkup, or did you go there for treatment?
I had a problem with my throat. And they told me I had tonsils, and they, for effect, they didn't charge me anything for the operation because I was a foreigner, a newcomer. That was the first 5 years that I had my tonsils removed.
Okay. What were the first organizations that you belonged to? You've already told me the synagogue. Did you belong to any Zionist groups or labor groups or socialist groups?
No. I attended the meeting, but I never belonged to neither one.
Did you belong to any organizations that were set up to give charity? In other words, you were not an organization man. You didn't belong to any of them. Did you have any pishkas to save money?
Maybe the family did. My father. I was just a happy-go-lucky. Freedom. Free one. Mind your own business.
Where did you go to have a good time in the first 5 years?
Well, we used to go to the IKs. Yes.
All right.
And then we used to meet in a synagogue or sometime private homes, friends.
Did you date very much in the first 5 years?
Not the first 5 years, but not very much.
So you went mostly with your boyfriends?
Yeah. We used to have in the neighborhood, it was made more like a little town, and used to go in the neighborhood. There were girls there, boys there.
Mm-hmm. Did you participate in any sports? Did you like sporting events? Did you go to any of those?
Baseball. Some, not too much.
Small baseball games, just sandlot games?
No, we went. I went a few times to the big games, to Forbes Field. A couple of times, not too much.
Did you ever hear of the YMCA in the first 5 years?
I don't recall. Not the first five.
Did any non-Jewish agency help you to adjust?
Non-Jewish?
Yeah, non-Jewish. Well, you've already told me the Montefiore Hospital was helpful to you. Was there any other Jewish agency?
No.
Were there any local meeting places, cafes or anything like that?
The first 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
I think the Labor Lyceum was there already.
You didn't belong to that, but you were allowed to go?
Yeah, I used to go there.
What was that? Just a meeting place, like
it
a lodge?
It was more of a socialist movement.
Mm-hmm. But was it, you went there for social purposes?
Yeah.
How did you meet people during your first 5 years in Pittsburgh?
In Pittsburgh proper?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was the neighbors and relations and friends. We made up pretty fast. And while working in a place, you made friends.
Were you friendly with any non-Jewish people?
In Pittsburgh proper,
the first five years.
Mm-hmm. No.
What about these people that you met during the first 5 years? Did any of them remain your lasting friends?
Yeah.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
When you came to Pittsburgh, now I know you had family in Canonsburg. Did you have any family in Pittsburgh?
Oh, yeah.
Who did you have?
Well, there was cousins and other relations like.
And were you close socially with them?
Yeah.
Very close, would you say?
Yeah, sort of.
Did you go to Seder's?
Seder's, we used to go at home.
Mm-hmm.
My father was.
During these first 5 years, did you maintain any contacts with people in Europe or in other parts of the world after you left Poland? Are you an American citizen?
Mm-hmm.
How did you get your citizenship?
Well, I applied for first papers and then notification came to get the second.
When was this? How long after you were in this country?
Well, I didn't get my papers until 1938. Because I was out in West Virginia, out of the state.
Mm-hmm.
It's complicated.
But you still lived in Pittsburgh when you had the grocery store in West Virginia?
Well, I used to come in, but I stayed in West Virginia.
Well, no, wait a minute. Sure. You lived in Canonsburg for the first 2 years.
Yeah.
And then how long did you live in Pittsburgh? Before?
About two. That's just from 1924 or 25 that I went out.
All right. Then you were here for 5 years before you went to West Virginia. All right. When did you first vote?
1938.
As soon as you got your papers.
Mm-hmm.
That would be an off-year election, though.
Yeah.
To what party did you belong?
Democratic.
Why?
Well, I felt that they're more liberal, more freedom, and the Republican lived through the Depression time, and they blamed it the Republicans, you know, before. So he thought that the Democrats are better.
Were you ever active in the Democratic Party?
No.
When did you first meet your wife? And how did you meet her?
It was a blind date.
Mm-hmm. And you were already here 12 years?
Oh, longer than that. We didn't get married until 1939.
So you were here 19 years?
Yeah.
You were a bachelor, really?
Yeah. And then, see, after the blind date, she invited me to come for Thanksgiving dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, all my friends said the goose was cooked.
And you were 39 years old when you got married.
Yeah.
And how old was your wife?
How old?
She's not going to tell me, huh?
She was 29.
34.
Yeah.
Oh, this really is not the first 5 years, so I almost don't even have to tell you.
I was an old,
She was an old maid, and I was an old bachelor.
Well, you're young looking. So you were married
1939? And I'm 62 now, so what is it?
You certainly don't look 62.
Shh, don't tell anybody.
I won't?
Because they don't bother and believe me.
I'm sure they
don't.
What year were you married?
39, wasn't it?
40. February 40.
So you were married
February
in this
25th.
Country.
1940.
And you knew each other then for about a year.
So wait, you're making me older than I wasn't 34.
No.
Not
even a year. How long?
What? Melvin was born.
No, how long we knew each other?
Oh, we met each other on Sukkot.
Sukkot.
Mm-hmm. That's in October.
We got married in November.
And then we went to the concerts.
Yeah.
Then we decided to get married.
Uh-huh. So your marriage was not prearranged by anybody?
No.
Except somebody told him to call me.
Well, that's
they told me to call a year before, and I was lazy.
You're of Polish extraction, and you don't know what extraction you're of. It's Galicia, more or less.
Galicia, yeah.
Yeah. Did this matter to you? Were you interested in marrying somebody from the same part of Europe as you?
Didn't matter. I told you.
Oh, I used to.
It was American.
Rebel when they used to say, I wish you should Jew. I used to think it was most ridiculous. What's the difference? We're all Jews. There was an awful lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Galician, and there's
right.
a Polish,
yeah.
and there's a Wishish.
Well, it's died out.
I never thought of it. Never.
Well,
never.
When I was in Esther, because each group that came formed.
I won't be too much longer. Did you or any of your friends or family marry non-Jews? Did you have any feelings about this?
No, naturally.
How did you feel?
Don't feel very good.
You weren't religious, but it still bothered you. Is that right?
Well, we changed in time. We became religious again.
You became religious again?
Sure.
I see. Who made the important decisions in your home? You or your wife?
Wonderful meeting you.
Oh, I enjoyed meeting
there.
You. I've been
and
here so long.
I feel that we know each other now. But I'm sorry I have to dash off.
That's all right.
We both make the decisions.
Was this the way it was in your home that you grew up in?
My father used to make it. But my wife, my mother, too. It was both.
Mm-hmm. So it was pretty much the same.
Yeah.
What kind of schooling did your children receive? How many children did you have?
I have three boys. Mm-hmm. They all have high college. One of them is going to be a doctor. The other one's going to be a master's degree.
Are they all in college now?
Two of them. And one of them is just going into college.
Oh, you still have a young child then, hmm?
He's 18 years old and he's very religious.
Is that right? Isn't that interesting?
He's learning in one of the highest yeshiva in the United States.
He's out of town.
He's in New York, and he has the school that he goes to now. They claim him the best they ever. They have 2,000 students. He's one of the best.
Well, I'm going to mark this down, because you're telling me that you were not religious. Now, where was that?
Well, at that time.
You're religious again now.
Extraordinary.
So is your son going to be a rabbi?
Well, he could, but he's not. He's very good in math, and he tends to be a rabbi of math.
Where is he at school? In New York?
He's in New York.
And this is for his first year of college, more or less?
He graduated high school with high honor in 3 years. He got accepted into Carnegie Tech.
Is he going to come back here?
He's coming in, yeah, I think. Well, we hope to. He was supposed to go in last year,
yeah. But
he wanted to study some more, and we let him go for 1 year. Well, he's just young. He's just going to be 18.
Yeah,
be 18 this month. I don't know. Because the yeshiva don't want to let him go. They holding him there. See, he has a problem. They're fighting over him. Pitt wants him, Tech wants him. So we hope some place he's going to end.
Did any of your children receive any Jewish education?
They all did.
Well, that's the questions I read and you just told me. Is there any significant difference between the way you were raised and the way you raised your children? What's the difference?
Well, the difference that they have more of a broader education, public school, high school.
But that's the education that's outside. Between the way you handled your children, is there a difference?
Yeah, that I gave them the freedom. Choice, where I had no freedom of choice. It's compulsory education.
Well, of course, you were already here a long time. The question is, do you remember having any problems in raising your children, which were due to the fact that you were an immigrant, but you were pretty well Americanized by the time you had children?
Yeah.
You were here how many years? About 12, 14 years.
19 years.
So that question doesn't apply to you. All right, and your age is?
I'm 67.
You're young looking too. I don't know what kind of pills you and your wife take. And you came to this country in what year?
1920.
And to Pittsburgh, 1922.
Yeah.
And you came from Glitzia, more or less.
Yeah. Let's say that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is March 5th, and that's it.